Hi, all. This is the podcast Miracles Manifesting. Welcome. So you'll have to excuse me tonight. I am very congested for reasons I'm not quite sure why. But you'll likely hear me clearing my throat a lot. And so I just wanted to put a disclaimer out there for that. So, how is everyone doing? It is an unusual time. There's a lot of energy happening everywhere on all levels. Lots of things and events and situations and emotions, etc. What is that quote? There's like an old Chinese proverb that says, "May you live in interesting times." And it's like that could be seen as good or bad, depending on your viewpoint. And perception, that's, you know, I was going to talk about perception during the episode tonight, so the fact that that proverb popped into my head is really interesting. It's a nice segue. So I wanted again to talk about how important perception is, and in that, how important it is to realize that much of the time we get it wrong. We are incorrect, and it's absolutely true that how we see the world is how we interpret it. I mean, so our prejudices and our personal histories and how we're feeling in any given moment, it all adds up, it all overlaps one another to form this idea of what is actually happening. And oftentimes, I would actually venture to say most of the time, people get it wrong. And it's just something to be conscious of as one moves through day-to-day life, because there's that one author, The Four Agreements, and one of them is do not take anything personally, and, or, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but it's something along those lines. And it's so true, because oftentimes we will see things and perceive things according to how we're feeling, and we can feel depressed or anxious or whatever at any given moment and completely read a situation the wrong way. And I will give an example. So a few weeks back, I was at a little gathering of a friend's, and I was talking with a woman that I had just recently met, and I didn't know her very well. And so we were chit-chatting, and then at the end of the night, everyone moved indoors, and it was a very small gathering. But so a couple of guys were, like, tired. They're on the couch, like, practically falling asleep or in their own thoughts. And this woman was having a conversation with the host, and they were talking about, I won't really get into it. It's overall an interesting subject, but I had heard it all before, like over and over again, because the host and my husband are good friends. And so what I am getting at is there was this elongated, like, conversation between these two. And my husband zoned out, and her husband zoned out. And so I'm sitting there like, just all of a sudden, I don't know. I was just feeling, I was feeling sassy. And so the host said, "Oh, you know, I hope me going on about this isn't boring you." And she said, "Oh, no, no, I don't find it boring." And I said, "Well, I do." Sometimes that can be really cheeky. And And then she seemed like off. Everyone hung out like another 10 minutes after that or whatever. And I meant it tongue in cheek. I mean, it wasn't entirely untrue, but I certainly don't intentionally try to hurt anyone's feelings. At any rate, we all hung out about another 10 minutes and then and went on our merry ways. But she seemed to me like kind of cold and a little, you know, standoffish. And I thought, oh, great. Like, this woman now does not like me. I'm sure of it because of what I said. And I felt like super bad about it. Well, interesting thing is a couple days later, I mean, I spoke with the host and apologized to him later and said, hey, I hope that didn't come across as being too rude. And he was like, no, I don't really know what you're talking about. I didn't notice. It's fine. And then I spoke with her and said the same thing. And she essentially said the same thing. She's like, what? No, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's fine. I really think, you know, I encourage people to speak their truth or something. I don't know. I can't really remember what she said. But the point is, I was sitting there like, I felt bad about this for like a couple of days at least. And essentially, there was nothing to feel bad about because if I got authentic feedback from both of them, the whole thing was fine. Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't, I mean, part of being human is we're going to say things sometimes that, you know, could possibly offend people, or if we feel the need to clear things up, you know, by all means, do so. So I'm not trying to say that, that one shouldn't, you know, clear up any misperception or, you know, possible like, you know, foot in the mouth kind of thing when it comes to conversation. I mean, if you're feeling called to do it, do it. I always say, you know, it's no big deal. Just be like, oh, I just wanted to touch base with you. And, you know, I want to check to make sure that we're good because, you know, X, Y, Z, whatever. And so I encourage that. But at the same time, realize you could be reading the situation wrong. And so it can be a really a big waste of energy, personal energy and emotional, you know, feeling emotionally distraught is always taxing. It's never fun. And so I just want to put that out there. So afterwards, I was like, wow, I haven't had that lesson in a while, so it was timely. I have experienced that before, where there's a situation that I totally read wrong and got conclusive proof that I read it wrong. So that was my most recent, this is the most recent time it popped up in my life, and it's a good reminder that oftentimes what we see and what we're thinking is not necessarily an accurate read on the situation. And so I just wanted to remind you listeners about that as well, because people are pretty stressed out, I would say. Everyone's overwhelmed and overstimulated and anxious, and there is the eclipse going on tomorrow. There's a lot of hubbub about that. And frankly, I've been feeling a little weird. I don't know why. I'm not saying, you know, I don't know why. But I've been feeling like pressure in my chest, and you know, I don't know if there's any like electronical stuff going on in terms of like solar flares, or I don't know. I mean, I tend to think it's a lot of different things overlapping each other. Right? It tends to not be one thing. It's, you know, It's usually somewhere in the middle of like a lot of things. That's why when people have very strong opinions about something or another, or the way something went down or whatever, I always go, you know what? I don't think it's what I think, and I don't think it's what you think. I think it's somewhere in the middle. And so that's interesting. I learned that from my relationship with my husband. That's perhaps for another episode. But it's interesting to consider the truth being like a mosaic of different things, different viewpoints. I don't really know what I'm trying to say. I think it's spinning away from me now, but okay, so I'll move on to the next subject. I did want to mention that today I saw a video that really struck me, and I wanted to talk about it. And it was about, it brings up the subject of letting go and sacrificing for like the greater good. Now, sacrifice is like a big word. And basically how I interpret it is being able to let go and release something, give away something that is, for the greater good, and it causes some, it's bittersweet. It can be bittersweet. It pulls at the heartstrings a little bit. And that is one way of interpreting sacrifice. It's a big concept. I mean, we're not going to get all into it, but this is the story. I was watching a video on YouTube, and it's of a live concert performed by the Goo Goo Dolls in, I believe it's Boston. So it's a live version of the song Iris, which is arguably their greatest hit. And it's really easy to find. Just Goo Goo Dolls Live, Iris. And it was in the rain. It was in the rain. It was a 4th of July concert, that free concert that they put on, because that's the city that they're from. I think that's the city where they originated, like as a band. So it was apparently raining. I mean, it's raining hard. You can see in the video right off. And I read in one of the comments that it was raining earlier in the concert because this was their final song that they played. But they went off stage, they talked with their manager and stuff, and their manager, people were advising them not to continue playing because it is quite dangerous with a downpour and all this electrical equipment on stage, and that's oftentimes why concerts get stopped when it's raining. And the musicians aren't covered. But they went on. They went back on stage in this just utter downpour and played this finale song, Iris. And it's one of the best live performances I've ever seen. And just the beauty of it is just wonderful on so many levels. Because I read in one of the comments that not only was it dangerous for them to do this, but they really wanted to do it for their fans, so it posed a risk of, getting electrocuted in some form. But the equipment, their musical equipment, would be destroyed basically. Someone pointed out that the guitars become warped from playing them in the rain, and they're useless at that point on, being a precision like musical instrument, it can't be played anymore. So by making that decision to go back on stage and play their instruments, they were sacrificing their instruments. And I thought, oh my gosh, like, I mean, the connection that that a musician has with his or her instrument, I'm sure is quite strong. And being a professional, sure, they go through guitars. I mean, I'm sure that they have like a whole wall of a studio that is filled with their guitars of choice, and they have like a lot to choose from. But still, it just kind of brought tears to my eyes, the fact that they because one, like the bassist, he had stickers all over his guitar, and it's like to have it unexpectedly, you know, pulled from you, or like, you know, sacrificing it to the rain. I don't know, something about it I just found so beautiful. And at the end, the lead singer, I'm blanking on his name right now, John Resnick, I think, laid the guitar down on the stage. And so this commenter said, yeah, you can see him lay the guitar down on the stage because he knows he's never going to play it again. And I was like, wow. I don't know. I just wanted to share that. And I hope that you all kind of see the beauty in that I do, which is, sure, I mean, people could go, well, yeah, you know, they're millionaires and they can afford, you know, to lose a guitar and this and that, but that's not really the point. The point is, like, in the moment, they had a choice whether or not to end the concert or go out there, and they went out there and risked their health and well-being by playing in the rain, and they let go of they released their instruments to like damage. I don't know. I thought it was beautiful. So, yeah, that got me thinking about in the moment. I think sometimes in life we're called to kind of like step up, and they ultimately made that decision to go back on stage and play again because they loved their fans so much and didn't want to end the concert like that. They wanted to end the concert the way they wanted to do it for their fans. And at the end, they're like, we love you so much. The band was saying this to their fans. And so that was the greater cause. So I guess like sacrifice, it has something to do with a greater love. So it's just something I'm going to be, it's gnawing at the edges of my mind. It's something I'm probably going to think on for a few more days. But yeah, it's always bittersweet, but it ultimately enlargens the heart. You know, I think when our hearts get bigger, it can be painful. And that's really interesting, because I think it can also be painful when our hearts get smaller. So is it always painful? I don't know. Love is just such a healing, transformative, beautiful thing. But yeah, it can hurt. It can. Love and life and beauty, it all has that element of fleeting. It can be fleeting. It can be bittersweet. So I guess it's just a reminder to stay in the moment. And I've been hearing that a lot lately. So I will end the podcast with that. It's this ability to just breathe and be in the moment now, and to not be held prisoner in a way of obstacles in the future, and obstacles that could hold us back in the past, but to just free our minds and release and love love the moment as much as possible. So again, that means getting enough sleep, drinking water, taking care of yourself, eating well, exercising, connecting with God, universal energy, source, spirit. However you choose to do that. Prayer, love of self and connecting with God, universal energy, I think is huge, because from there you can love others, like really have a healthy love. So I'll leave you with that, and I hope this next week is fantastic for you. So thank you so much for joining me, and stay tuned for more episodes, and may you be safe and well. Thanks so much.